Friday, February 17th, 1893, a sermon by Elder W.H. Wakeham. The name of the sermon, The Relation of the Third Angel's Message to Medical Missionary Work. Technically considered, the 14th chapter of Revelation, verses 9 through 12, contains the third angel's message, but in fact, the third angel's message embraces the whole gospel, which embraces all revelation. Romans 1, verses 16 and 17. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek. For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. The righteousness of God is his character. The revelation of God is the revelation of his character. All agencies which reveal God's character are gospel agencies. It is the studied object of Satan to misrepresent the character of God. It is the object of the gospel to reveal God to man in his true character. The works of God in nature are intended to reveal God. Romans 1, verse 19 says, because that which may be known of God is manifest in them, for God hath showed it unto them. For the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. Close quote. There is enough revealed in the visible works of God to reveal his existence, power, and glory to man, and thereby leave him without excuse. His works do not speak to man with human speech, but there is no place where their voice is not heard, declaring the glory of God, and we do well to listen to the voice of God speaking to us through his works. Job 12, verses 7 through 10. But ask now the beasts, and they shall teach thee, and the fowls of the air, and they shall tell thee, or speak to the earth, and it shall teach thee, and the fishes of the sea, and they shall declare unto thee. Who knoweth not in all these that the hand of the Lord hath wrought this, in whose hand is the soul of every living thing, and the breath of all mankind. Close quote. Here we see that the study of natural history, geology, botany, and the other sciences which reveal God in nature is a study of the gospel of Christ. And he who teaches these sciences may be preaching the gospel as truly as he who dispenses the written word. Of all God's creations, man is the most wonderful. Psalms 139, verse 14, I will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are thy works, and that my soul knoweth right well. Close quote. The study of the human frame is the study of God, and he who teaches the laws of health as the laws of God is preaching the gospel. But don't think you must learn all these things before beginning to do medical missionary work. On this point, there is a misapprehension. All may be medical missionaries and work as medical missionaries wherever they are. Matthew 1, verse 21. And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. The work of the gospel is not only salvation from sin, but from the effects of sin. Any work which results in removing the effects of sin is a gospel work. Sin is the cause of all sickness and its resultant sorrows, and any agency which relieves the sick and comforts the sorrowing is a gospel work, and those who engage it are gospel workers. The work of health reform, how to keep men from getting sick, is as good a work as to heal men when they get sick. The preaching of the laws of health is as much a part of the medical missionary work as going out and caring for the sick. We need not spend months and years in medical schools to learn to become medical missionaries. Study the Bible and the testimonies. There is health in them. My son, attend to my words, for they are health unto those that find them. Proverbs 4:20-22. The word contains health for the physical man as well as for the spiritual man. The following testimonies show the relation of the medical missionary work to the third angel's message. Quote, the health reform I was shown is a part of the third angel's message and is as closely connected with it as are the arm and hand with the human body. I saw that we as a people must make an advance move in this work. Ministers and people must act in concert. God's people are not prepared for the loud cry of the third angel. They have a work to do for themselves, which they should not leave for God to do for them. In order to be fitted for translation, the people of God must know themselves. They must understand and regard their own physical frames, that they be able, with the psalmist, to exclaim, I will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Volume 1, page 486. Quote, for years, the Lord has been calling the attention of his people to the health reform. This is one of the great branches, the work of preparation for the coming of the Son of Man. The great subject of reform is to be agitated, and the public mind is to be stirred. Temperance in all things is to be connected with the message to turn the people of God from their idolatry, their gluttony, and their extravagance in dress and other things. There is nowhere to be found so great a cause of physical and moral degeneracy as a neglect of this important subject. Close quote, Volume 3, pages 61 and 62. More recent testimonies not only confirm this, but shows that medical missionary work is a living issue, as the following shows. Quote, I am much perplexed in regard to many matters concerning the education of men and women to become medical missionaries. I could wish that there were 100 nurses in training where there is one. It ought to be thus. Both men and women can be so much more useful as medical missionaries than as missionaries without the medical education. I am more and more impressed with the fact that a more decided testimony must be borne upon this subject, that more efforts must be made to interest the proper persons, setting before them the advantages that every missionary will have in understanding how to treat those who are diseased in body as well as to minister to sin-sick souls. This double ministration will give the laborer together with God access to homes and will enable him to reach the higher classes of society. An intelligent knowledge of how to treat the sick upon hygienic principles will gain the confidence of many who otherwise would not be reached with the truth. As religion aggression subverts the liberties of our nation, those who would stand for freedom of conscience will be placed in unfavorable positions. For their own sake, they should, while they have opportunity, become intelligent in regard to disease, its causes, prevention, and cure. And those who do this will find a field of labor everywhere. There will be suffering ones, plenty of them, who will need help not only among those of our own faith, but largely among those who know not the truth. I have been surprised at being asked by physicians if I did not think it would be more pleasing to God for them to give up their medical practice and enter the ministry. I am prepared to answer such an inquiry. If you are a Christian and a competent physician, you are qualified to do tenfold more good as a missionary for God than if you were to go forth merely as a preacher of this world. I would advise young men and women, give heed to this matter. Perilous times are before us as a people. The whole world will be involved in perplexity and distress. Diseases of every kind will be upon the human family, and such ignorance as now prevails concerning the laws of health would result in great suffering and the loss of many lives that might be saved. While Satan is doing his utmost to take advantage of men's ignorance and to lay the foundation of disease through improper treatment of the body, it is best for those who claim to be sons and daughters of God to avail themselves while they can of the opportunities now presented to gain a knowledge of the human system and how it may be preserved in health. If we would elevate the moral standard in any country where we may be called to go, we must begin by correcting their physical habits. In almost every church, there are young men and women who might receive education either as nurses or physicians. They will never have a more favorable opportunity than now. I would urge that this subject be considered prayerfully, that special efforts be made to select those youths that give promise of usefulness and moral strength, that these receive education at our sanitarium at Battle Creek to go out as missionaries wherever the Lord may call them to labor. Workers are needed now. The very many who might work, but who do not seek to obtain knowledge that they might impart it, are not the ones who will receive the benediction from him who has purchased man at an infinite cost. Well done, good and faithful servant. Close quote, extracts from a letter from Sister White, dated September 16, 1892, the end of this sermon.